Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, Tech gets the ball to start this second half as they trail Mounts Home 35-19. Mounts Home starting off this half in a 2-3 zone. Ball's with Barnes over on the right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Yates is there for the rebound. She will dribble towards half-court line. Now give it to Gilbert, who gets it into the front court. Is going in for the layup. No good. Yates for the offensive rebound. Now she's going to have the ball knocked away from her as Tech comes up with steal. That's Mounts Home's seventh turnover of the night. And then the Lady Bombers are quickly called for a foul as well. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul. That's the first team foul here in the second half against the Lady Bombers as we are 28 seconds into this third quarter. 35-19, Lady Bombers on top. Barnes walks the ball into the front court. Again, Mounts Home in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Justice on the right side. Ball is knocked away down into the paint, but Justice gets it back. Now she will throw it out to Bates. Back up top to Barnes. Back over to Yates. Now to Justice in the left corner. Bates has it, throws it down to Stokes, who has the ball knocked away, but Tech is able to keep possession with it. Barnes has it up at the top, throws over to Bates in the wing, to Justice on the corner, back to Bates on the wing. Now Bates is going to dribble towards the lane. Now kicks out to Justice in the corner. She'll dribble out toward the paint. Now kicks it back out to Bates. Now Barnes has it on the left wing. Throws up top to Stokes. Stokes will give it to Barnes between the circles. Over to Justice on the left wing. That's Foster with it on the left wing. Now ball goes up top to Barnes. Over to Justice on the right side. Throws cross court to Bates. Up top to Barnes. Over to Justice on the right side. Down the corner it goes to Foster. Foster will drill towards the wing. Throws up top to Barnes. 6:28 left in the third quarter. Barnes will drill toward the left side. Tries to throw it to Bates. Pass was nowhere near her. That is Tech's seventh turnover of the night. It comes with 6:24 left in the third quarter. Now Tom gets the ball back, leading by 19. Emma Martin will inbound it on the near line. Gets in to Gilbert. Full court man-to-man for Tech, but they're going to cheat off that as try to double-team Gilbert in the backcourt. She'll get it across timeline to Martin. Yates has it now in the right corner. Back to Martin on the wing. And Martin will set up the offense. Martin will dribble on the wing. Now dribbles near the top, gets there to Foreman. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane and pull up for the jumper. Are they going to count that basket? That foul's going to be called on Tech. And, well, I'm not sure if they counted the basket or not. I guess not. They didn't count the basket. And now Tech's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 5:58. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 35-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Mounts Home inbounded. They had the ball there. Foreman has the ball knocked away from her. Went out of bounds on the near sideline, far sideline. It was last touch by Tech, so Mounts Home has it once again. Here's Kate Gilbert with the ball in the left corner. She drills out to the wing, throws it up top to Yates. Over on the right side, it goes to Jackson. Jackson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Foster. And back on the Lady Eagles. 5.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Mounts Home leading Greene County Tech 35-16. Barnes throws it over on the right side to Bates. Back up top to Barnes. Back over to Bates. Mansell once again in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes back up top to Barnes. Over to Foster on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Bates on the right side. Thought about three. Now drills to the left, to the corner. Now kicks out on the wing to Barnes. Up top to Stokes. Stokes will give it back to Barnes. Down to Bates in the right corner. Back to Barnes on the wing. Barnes will drill out to the top. Gives up on the left side to Foster. Back up top to Barnes. Over on the left side to Justice. Justice going down into the lane. Going up for the layup. In and out. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Yates. Back on the Lady Bombers. 4:52 left in the third quarter. Mounts home with the ball and the 19-point lead. Martin dribbles on the right side. Taking a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Foreman. Foreman's going to dribble down to the lane. Going up for the layup. No good. Nope, they're going to wave that off. Call her for a travel. That is Mounts home's eighth turnover of the night. With 4:36 left to play in the third quarter. 35-16, Mounts home with the lead. Barnes will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Throws over on the right side to Justice. Cross court to Bates on the left side. Back over to Justice. Now to pass to Stokes at the left elbow. To the wing to Bates. Back to Barnes in the corner. Back to Bates. Bates going to drill towards the paint. Now kicks up top to Stokes. Stokes will give it over to Justice on the right side. Now ball goes back up top to Barnes. Back over to Justice. Justice going to try for three shots. Blocked by Martin. And Foreman comes up the ball. She's immediately going to be fouled. Brooke Justice picks up her second personal foul, team foul number two against Greene County Tech here in the second half. Justice is going to come out of the game as she's replaced by Sierra Floyd. And for Mountain Home, Emily Payne's going to come back in as Leah Jackson checks in. A little 4 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Lady Bombers with the ball. Gilbert into the front court being double teamed. Now tries to throw it up top Foreman. A foul of push off. Against Kylie Stokes. That is her fourth personal foul, team foul number three here in the second half. So Stokes is going to come out of the game as she's replaced by Carly Hollis. 3:55 left in the third quarter. Gilbert inbounds it from the nearest sideline, gets into Martin. Martin has on the right side, gives it to Yates in the corner. Yates dribbles out to the wing, throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will drill to the right elbow, gives on the wing to Martin, now top to Yates. Yates is going to go down the lane. Her layup is blocked, and the ball comes to the hands of Kylie Stokes, and back comes Greene County Tech. I'm sorry, that's Emma Bates with it. Now ball goes over on the to Barnes on the right side to Foster in the right corner. Her three-pointer good. Hannah Foster with her first 3 points of the night. 35-19. Mounts Home's lead cut to 16 with about 3:20 left in the third quarter. Martin quickly back the other way into the lane. Giving it on the low block to Yates. She's going to put up the shot. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 3:13 left in the third quarter. Carly Hollis picks up her second personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against Greene County Tech here in the second half. So Aston Yates at the free throw line, where so far she is 0 of 1 with 5 points. Make it 1 of 2 as she gets the first free throw here. So one more free throw coming up for Addison Yates. Second shot is up. She gets both. So Addison Yates now has 7 points. 37-19. Mounts Home leading it. Over 3 minutes left in this third quarter. Barnes into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Throws over on the left side to Floyd. Ball goes up top to Foster. Foster will drill to the left elbow. Gives it on the wing to Floyd. Up top to Barnes. Barnes takes the screen. Now dribbles down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Floyd on the left side. Ball was almost knocked away, but Mounts Home is able to keep possession. Now Floyd dribbles to the right elbow, and she's going to be called for the travel. She got a little flustered when Kay Gilbert was trying to reach for the ball and shuffle her feet a little bit. That is Tech's eighth turnover of the night. 2:43 left to play in the third quarter. Mounts Home with the ball, leading by 18. Gilbert into the front court, trying to avoid a double team. Gives it to Payne in the left corner. Now Payne dribbles out to the wing, throws up top to Martin. Martin will set the offense. Now Martin will dribble to the left wing. Now takes the screen from Foreman. Now dribbles to the right side. Now goes back up to the top. Now gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert has it at the top. Now she's going down into lane, going for the layup. She's going to be fouled on her way up. And two shots coming up for Kay Gilbert with 2:11 left in the third quarter. Carly Hollis picks up her third personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against the Lady Eagles here in the second half. So Kate Gilbert, she looks like she's walking a little gingerly, but she seems to be okay. She has 11 points so far. This is her first free throw attempt of the night, and it goes in. Carly DeHart's going to check back in for Greene County Tech as Emma Bates will take a seat. So one more free throw for Kate Gilbert. Again, 2:11 left here in the third quarter as Gilbert's second shot will not go. She gets 1-2. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound. Aston Yates picks up her fourth personal foul. That is the second team foul against Mount Sinai in the second half. So with her fourth foul, Yates is going to come out of the game. And she'll be replaced by Leah Jackson. 38-19, Lady Bombers on top. Barnes dribbling in the backcourt. She gives it to Floyd, who gets it across the timeline. Now back to Barnes. Barnes dribbles to the left side, gives it in the corner to DeHart. Her three-pointer is up and in. Carly DeHart, that's how her name is pronounced. That's her first 3 points of the night. 38-22, Matson leading it. 1:47 left in the third quarter. Gilbert has the ball knocked away in the backcourt, stolen by Greene County Tech. Back comes Barnes. She's going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Kate Gilbert. That was Mount Home's ninth turnover of the night. Here is Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Greene County Tech. They knocked it away near the far sideline. So Mount Home will inbound it with 1:32 left in the third quarter as they lead 38-22. Gilbert looking to inbound it. She gets it to Leah Jackson. Back to Gilbert. Now Gilbert's going to take the screen. Dribble towards the paint. Now kicks out in the left corner to Martin. Martin will dribble out to the wing. Now an offensive foul. Leah Foreman's called for the illegal screen. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her fourth personal foul, team foul number three here in the second half, and that is their 10th turnover of the night. Brooke Barnes coming into the front court for Greene County Tech. Mounts home leading by 16. A little over a minute left in this third quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Floyd. Up top to Foster. And an offensive foul away from the ball. As Carly Hollis knocked down her defender, that's her fourth personal foul, team foul number six against the Lady Eagles, and their ninth turnover of the night. Anna Grace Foreman's going to take a seat with four fouls as she's replaced by Abby Martin with 1:05 left to play in this third quarter. Mounts home with the ball leading 38-22. Emma Martin looking inbound. It gets into Gilbert. Back to Emma Martin. Emma Martin trying to avoid a double team in the backcourt. Gives it to Gilbert. Now Gilbert will get it across the timeline, and they're going to call her for a double dribble. That is the 11th turnover against Mountain Home, and Dell Leonard is not happy with what he's seeing. He wants a timeout. We'll break with 54.7 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 38-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC.
Barnes across the timeline for Greene County Tech. Mounts on leading 38-22 with 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball's with Hollis. She loses the handle of the ball. Kate Gilbert comes up with the steal, and she's back the other way going up for the reverse layup off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 14 points. That was Tech's 10th turnover of the night. 30 seconds left to play in the third quarter. And now timeout. Looks like a little blood for Sierra Floyd. She's going to have to come out of the game, and she'll be replaced by Brooke Justice with 29.2 seconds left. So Tech will inbound it once again as Mounts Home leads 40-22. Justice takes the inbound pass in the backcourt. We'll walk it across the timeline. Mounts Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Barnes on the right side. 17 seconds left as Barnes drills to the left elbow, goes down into the lane, and she's going to be fouled on her way up, or are they going to call out on the floor? This foul's going to be on Emma Martin. They're going to give it called on the shot. That is Emma Martin's second personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Brooke Barnes at the free throw line, where so far she's 1 of 2 with 6 points. First free throw is up. Good. Emma Bates checking back in for the Lady Eagles as she'll replace Carly Hollis, who again has four fouls right now. So 14.2 seconds left as Brooke Barnes has one more free throw. Second shot will not go. She gets one, two. And rebound control by Gilbert. She gets it to Emma Martin. 10 seconds left. Back to Gilbert. 6 seconds left. Gilbert dribbling at the top, now going down towards the lane. She's going to pull up for the turnaround jumper. It rolls around. It goes in with 1.8 seconds left. She gets the Gilbert gets the basket and draws contact. She'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three. That foul is on Brooke Justice, her third personal foul. That's the 17th foul, so mounts on down the bonus. This is going to be an and-one situation for Katie Gilbert, and she gets it. 43-23, Mounts Home lead back to 20. Justice takes the inbound pass, and they're not even going to try to get the shot off, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. 24 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 43-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!